Shalom uvracha,
Rabbi Yisai. The topic that I'd like to discuss tonight, b'siyat d'shmaya, is a topic that can happen mamish every week, and people don't realize that it's at least a question, and that is when you are crossing the road, and there's a lovely person who drives up in front of you in his car, and he sees you, and he stops, and he allows you to go across the road, and you might nod, you might not nod, show your appreciation. You've just actually got a nochri to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Now, I thought there's an issa to get a nochri to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Anything that you can't do yourself is surely osa to ask a nochri to do it. We have Simon Reisha involved, Simon Shin Zayin, the discussions of Amira La'akum. And it's a very, very interesting question. We know there are two things that are included. There's the issa of amira la'akum. You're not allowed to actually ask a non-Jew to do something for you on Shabbos, which you are not able to do yourself. And as well as that, there's an issa hano'o. That even if a non-Jew does something on your behalf, and he does it specifically for you, so you're not allowed to get any benefit from the hano'o which he did for you. So these are the two Isurim over here. There's a beautiful maisa about the stipler, that the stipler needed a light on in his room in order to learn Torah. And he had forgotten to put the light on in his room before Shabbos, or maybe he did, maybe somebody had turned it off. He needed to learn Torah. It's a big Torah. And he wanted to learn. So there was a Nochri who lived nearby. Not sure how easy it is to find one in Bnei Brak nowadays. But there was a non-Jew who lived nearby. And he couldn't ask him to turn the light on for him, even if he would be maramas and not actually do an amira, not actually ask, but just say, you know, the light is off in here, yeah, and it's difficult for me to see. Even if he would do that, there'd be another issa, because there's the issa of hano. You can't benefit from a malacha that the non-Jew did specifically for you. So here, he was the one who wanted the light on, so it would seem as though there's no way out, right? Not for the stipler. So what did he do? He went up to the Nochri, he said, I'd like to offer you a l'chaim. I don't know whether he had whiskey, or whether he had chocolate liqueur, estrog liqueur, maybe in Bnei Brak there in those days, I don't know what they had. And he offered him a l'chaim. So he came in, the Nochri came in, and he saw that the stipler was, you know, looking in the dark for this bottle. So the Nochri turned the light on. Now he wasn't turning the light on because the stipler wanted to learn, he was turning the light on because he wanted the l'chaim. That's why he was turning the light on, so he could try and find the l'chaim. So the stipler found the l'chaim, and he gave him a l'chaim. So the Nochri said, thank you very much, and then he turned the light off and walked out. So what did the stipler do? He said, one minute, not so fast, I want to give you another l'chaim. So he welcomed him into his house. The Nochri turned the light on, and now he said, excuse me, please. He didn't say Rabiyad, Rab Nochri. He said, please, don't turn the light off. Because he hasn't asked him to do any malacha. He's just said, don't do something, don't turn the light off. You're not asking him to do any malacha, just leave things as they are, for goodness sake. Have your lachayim and gegez into height, I want to learn already. So he didn't ask him to do a malacha. So that was the way the stipler was able to do it. But we know you're not allowed to benefit from a hanor. We're not allowed to have hanor, you're not allowed to have benefit from a malacha that was done. If it was done specifically for you, you can't have any hanor from it. So when it comes to crossing the roads, the two questions that we have to ask ourselves are, number one, is this an issa amira? Because amira means to ask the nochri to do something for you. And you're not allowed to gesticulate, to be maramas, either if it's derech tzivoy, you're not allowed to mention the malacha, you're not allowed to start sort of rubbing the wall next to the light switch and going, no, no, no. You're not allowed to do something which is totally obvious. You're asking him to do a malacha for you. So is this considered an amira? And if totally independent of that, is it considered a hanor for him to stop the car on your behalf? Are you having a hanor from this? Additionally, there are factors. Is the person stopping the car a nochri? Or, Rahman al-Islam, could be that they're a yid. Yeah? So are you allowed to cross a road on Shabbos if the person, who you know, you're in a Haimisha neighborhood, or you're in a Jewish neighborhood, And the chances are it'll be a Yid who's driving, if it's a four-wheel drive with a personalized number plate, in certain kehillas, you know that it must be a Yid. So simonim of hokim. And so are you allowed to cross the road over here? So the two people that I've seen who discuss this are Rav Nissim Karelitz in the Chut Shoni, Perek Aleph, where he speaks about Mechonios Shene Etzorois Machmas She'eva Bekvish. And also Rav Osher Weiss, it's currently unpublished, but it's on Tavuno, where it is where he speaks about it. So let's go through the issues one by one. In terms of an amira, is it an amira la'akum? Am I actually getting him to do something for me by trying to cross the road? So here actually there's a distinction whether it is a zebra crossing, whether I'm actually just stepping out, you know, whether I'm actually just stepping out into the middle of the road, please don't try this. I'm just stepping out and causing him to stop. If there's a nochri who's driving, and I mamish just step out rudely in front of the car, knowing that he's going to have to stop. So the Chut Shoni, Rav Nissim Karelitz, he says that really that's considered as though I'm actually actively asking him to do a malacha over here. So he says that to do such a thing, apart from being incredibly dangerous and very, very foolhardy, it would be considered actually like a tzivoy, because essentially I'm getting him to stop. So under those circumstances, definitely not. What about if it's a zebra crossing? So if it's a zebra crossing, that's the case that the Minchas Osher is speaking about Mefurash. And he says that when a non-Jew stops, or when somebody stops at a zebra crossing, it's adata denafshei. He's not really doing it because Tugendhaft is crossing the road, I want to do Tugendhaft a favor, not such a bad guy after all. He's doing it because these are the traffic laws. Yeah, he doesn't want to get a fine, he doesn't want to go to prison, doesn't want to make a mess on the front of his car. Yeah, he's doing this adata denafshei, he's doing this for himself. So that's why he's doing it, it's not because of you. Don't think you're such a grace of mensch, he's doing it, oh, you know, they're all meshubad to me, you're the zebra crossing, and he's doing it for himself. So, even though you're causing it, he says it's adate denafshei. He's doing it for his own reason, similar to the story of the stipler that we mentioned beforehand. So, so that being the case, you can't say there's an issa amira over here if I'm just, you know, crossing the road normally. And even if there's no zebra crossing, but I'm just doing it on the corner of a road, you know, totally within my rights. He's choosing whether he's gonna whether he's going to you know, follow the laws of the land. He's gonna stop. He's gonna and let you cross. So there's no amira here. Is it considered a hano'o over here for him to stop the car on your behalf? So there, both the Chut Shoni and the Minchas Osher, they both say that it's not considered a hano'o to stop a car to be able to cross the road. There's something called where you're masalak moinea. You're taking away something which is stopping you. For example, you're allowed to be maramas to a non-Jew to turn off a light. Turning off something is not considered a positive hanor. That when we're not allowed to have hanor from a ma'isa which an ochri did for us, that's only if it's considered positive hanor. If it's just to stop something, to take something away, to stop the car from driving here, that's considered hasoras hamoinea, just taking away something which is preventing me from walking over here, and that's not considered a positive hanor. Also is another factor that the Chut Shoni says. That there's no actual physical benefit for you that you're actually getting by doing this. It's not like he's turning a light on for you, or he's cooking something for you. All that's happening over here is that you are over there, and now you've managed to cross the road. So therefore, both the Chut Shoni and the Minchas Osher say that. The Minchas Osher Mefurish and the Chut Shoni, not Mefurish, but it seems to indicate that if you'd be crossing at a zebra crossing, he's stopping Adat at the Nafshe. He's doing it for his own reason to follow the law. You would be allowed to cross the road. It's not considered a Hanor. But as the Chut Shoni says, you wouldn't just be allowed to walk out over there directly in front of him, causing him to stop if it's not at a zebra crossing, and you're sort of actively, it's as though you're being metzaveh him too. If it's a Yid who is driving the car, so does that change things? Because now maybe I'm messiah, and maybe I'm actually actively causing him or encouraging him to do an aveira over here, which is stopping the car. So the Mincha Sosha speaks about that, and he says that that's nothing that you need to worry about. This poor fellow is being overcome isurim the whole time, whether he's driving or whether he's braking. And it's not that he's doing this, it's not that you're getting him to do a melacha, that he's enjoying, that he's benefiting, like a normal case of Messiah, where I'm helping him to do an aveira that he wants to do. You're just crossing the road over here. You're just holech b'derech tam. You're just crossing the road. And he is, whether he's driving, whether he's stopping, you're not actually impacting on what he's doing over here, changing him from before doing a melacha to not doing a melacha. One final point is that the Chutzoni says in footnote Kuflamed in it's Perik Pei Aleph, not Perik Aleph, as I said before, Perik Pei Aleph in Amir Lenochri. So he brings a maisa over here from the Chazanish. Bizman shoya anshei mishmeres hashabbos shomad b'knisa le'ibn Ebrak. That there used to be a whole chevra who would stand at the entrance to Bnei Brak, and they'd stop people from driving into Bnei Brak on Shabbos, and they wanted to make sure there were people that were not coming through Bnei Brak in their cars on Shabbos. So they asked the Chazan Ish, are we allowed to do this? Because surely we're causing these people to stop. They were driving very happily, unfortunately, and now you're causing them to stop. So he said, Shemuta la'atzoir, and you're allowed to stop them and to try and encourage them not to. And he says that that's not considered the umachshel them to stop, because he says kiven sheish lekavei shlo yamshichu linsoya. He says because hopefully maybe they will have a change of heart, and maybe they'll stop after all. So this is considered. This will be considered as a chus for them, in addition to the other issues that we mentioned beforehand. That the Minchas Osher says. So he says he said that in that particular scenario that they were allowed to do this. Nowadays, whether such a thing works or not, and what would be the approach nowadays is another story. But that was just an interesting maisa concerning trying to get people to stop on Shabbos. Bottom line, everybody should certainly be very, very careful and ensure that they cross the road very, very safely. However, they cross the road.